A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, sorry. Screen should pop back up.
Yeah, you're back up.
Oh, I'm gone. I can't see anymore. There she comes. Okay, sorry.
So did that mess up the recording for the viewers?
I don't know. Listen, it's been a shit show today.
Yeah, we've spent 50 minutes trying to figure out. I hear an echo, which is fine. As long as nobody else does.
Look, there's something wrong. We've got cables wrong. Something's happening. It could be Kiki. Kiki could have chewed through something or who knows. But anyway.
We're just going to trudge on.
Yeah. So tell me about your week. What's been going on outside of becoming a Instagram fitness influencer?
I don't know. It's been pretty chill. I've just been, I hired a professional organizer.
For like your house?
Yeah. And by hired, I mean like it's a friend of mine and she's not charging me yet, but she's going to be charging me. Like, I just want to be clear. I'm not rich. I'm actually the opposite. But it's a friend who's helping me. And oh my gosh, I feel so much lighter.
So is she going room by room?
Yes, bitch. She started with my closet.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
that is sexy.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I know. And she did the playroom.
Ooh.
I know. And
touch me there.
That's okay. That's what I'm saying. Because I fired when I was married and when things like money was flowing, I had cleaners coming biweekly. And then when I became a single bachelorette, I was like, let me fire these people. I can do it myself. Which was so stupid. Mm-hmm. So stupid because the amount of dust, it's like a health hazard. I just bought two air purifiers, bitch. Like, it's concerning. It looks like Chernobyl here.
And oh, no.
So I got these two air purifiers, and at first they started like sparking and like shaking, and they're like, oh my God, air quality alert, air quality. And then. Now they're down to zero, which is so great. But So I got that organizer. That's been super fun and awesome. I've been slacking on the book writing, so I need to get on that today after my doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
I had a parent-teacher conference.
How'd that go?
And as expected. Okay. I have one of my children is very much a comedian. That's all there is to it. This person has picked up my genes.
Mm.
And so in the middle of class, it'll be dead quiet.
No.
And then she'll be like, look, there's a bird at the window, everyone. And start like a riot. There's a handsome man entering the studio with a cup of coffee and a nice, thank you so much, my Prince Charming. He brought me a big cup of coffee.
Oh, he has a shirt on this time.
Yes, he said he was going to do that. And I said, poppycock, leave your chest out. I don't know why I'm talking like that suddenly.
Oh, well, I totally know where your child got that from. And
yeah, so the message from the teacher was, how do we stop these outbursts? Because she's inciting a riot every time. And I guess I might get in trouble for saying this, but there was a threat at the school last week.
Oh, no.
And the teachers lied to all the kids and said it was a fire drill. Well, while on the playground, my kid heard the truth, which is that it was a threat. So she went back to the class, waited for it to get very quiet, and then yelled, "Did everyone know there was a bomb here today?"
Oh, God.
And then panic ensued, and the teacher was furious, and understandably, and snapped on my daughter.
Yeah.
She didn't know what was wrong with what she said. She thought she was giving the latest breaking news. So we're doing a thing where I told her, I'm like, can I tell you something? As my child's representative / reason for her existence, I'm going to let you know right now, she isn't aware of how often she does it, because she does it here too.
Right.
So we're putting a post-it note on her desk, and every time she has an outburst, but she's doing it on all the kids' desks so that Chloe doesn't feel singled out. Or my kid doesn't feel singled out. Fuck it. I think we know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. It was a real secret.
And then every time there's going to be a tally mark. And and then she's going to, you know, lose privileges and get privileges and shit like that.
Wait, hold on. Why not, instead of tally, why doesn't Chloe just write down what she was going to say on the post-it?
That's a good idea.
Because the tallying seems like a negative punishment, where you could redirect this to her just writing her thought down, and then she could have a conversation with the teacher to maybe say, are these valid things I could be sharing or raising my hand for or asking?
Okay, so maybe give her a notebook.
Something so that she's allowed to be jotting these things down, because I don't think it's necessarily her fault because she lacks the impulse control.
100%.
But like out of the 10 things she's going to blurt, 3 could be questions or valid or something. So I don't think you should squash the whole thing and then tally against her.
So
like, that seems...
idea behind the tallying was to bring it to her awareness how often those things were occurring. And then if she continued to do it after a certain amount of tallies, then there was going to be a conversation with mom. Because I guess the teacher is repeatedly telling her, please don't yell out things. But she continues to do it over and over and over.
Well, I get what they're saying, but I also think it's good if she were to write things down, because then she could also later on go over them with you and you could have a conversation with her about, you know, because it's almost like her inability to keep her stream of consciousness private.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe I should message the teacher and suggest that.
I would just, even if the teacher won't do it, I say it's something that you and her could exercise at home as well.
Oh, God.
Because, well, think about it. It's not really.
No, it's not that. I just opened Class Dojo and the Wax Museum presentation is due the 29th.
Oh, God. What is today?
Oh, thank God. The 29th of May. Thank you. Jesus, take the wheel. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I hate to stifle a kid. I know when they're being disruptive, that's not obviously good in school, but Chloe is a very creative, smart, engaging kid. And I wouldn't want to, you know, blow out her life. I don't know how they say it.
I know exactly what you're saying. And I don't want to stifle her spark either, but I also know that it can be a lot when it's not regulated.
Mm-hmm.
Like she doesn't know, like, you know how you plant seeds at the school and they grow into little lima beans or whatever, lima bean trees.
Yeah.
Like, I guess she just can't. It'll be dead quiet and they'll be testing and she'll be like, look at my lima bean, just so loud randomly. And everybody's like looking at the lima bean now and everybody's like, look at my lima bean. Oh my gosh. And then the teacher's like, quiet class. And Chloe's like, look at the fucking lima beans, everybody. Point your eyes to the lima beans. Like, just causing a fucking scene. I know where it comes from.
And then she's like, lima beans. Hey. Lima
and then strobe lights and fog machines start. Yep. And it's just distracting.
Yep.
But I know.
But one day we're going to see her on SNL.
I agree. I know.
So I know. I feel like, okay. I knew her when.
Yeah, she's something. So that was this week. And then I just got another message when I was just checking because I was going to message the teacher our great idea. Caden's teacher said, hey, I wanted to let you know that Caden would like to have a snack at school each day. And I said, is he not bringing snacks? And she said, no, and he seems hungry.
Okay.
I will yell at his father.
There you go.
He seems hungry. That's crazy. Why would he not bring a snack? Maybe he forgot, but I'm assuming if I'm getting a message, it's not just a one day thing.
No, but he's also at that age and Brian eats from the moment he wakes up until he goes to bed. And then most nights he wakes up and comes back out and eats.
There's so much. Yeah. Like, we got to feed these freaking kids too. Like, calm down.
Listen, so we've had a really tough track season with Matias. It was not the way he wanted it to go as a senior season. He was out with a groin injury, finally came back in. He has had two calf strains. Yesterday at districts, he ended up only getting to jump one time. Luckily, placed fourth, so he makes it to regionals, but tweaked his calf again. He's all upset. Dave's upset. I'm upset. You know, it's just nothing goes as planned. Mm. The poor kid did everything he was told to do. Ate his bananas, drank his electrolyte drink, you know, stretched. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm only interrupting because it's a medical concern.
Okay.
Are you feeling okay?
Why?
Look, I'm probably just paranoid, but there's been a few words that you've been saying that you've been like slurring.
It's because of this echo. I'm trying to talk and I can't hear my own. I sound like I'm having a stroke.
100%. I thought you were having a stroke and it made me really nervous for a second.
Because it's double talk in my ear. So as I'm trying to tell a story, I'm catching myself from... I can't even hear and process my own thoughts.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry you're going through that.
That's why I said to Dave, I was like, this isn't a normal in my headphone sound.
Yeah. Cause your voice sounds very like slurred and some words you're really like tripping over them. And to me, I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder if she's having a cognitive like situation. But it makes sense.
No. You were like, what did she put in her coffee?
Well, part of me wanted to ask if you were drinking last night, but that seemed invasive. And so I just thought I would. But then I was like, either that or it's a stroke. I really thought, because I've seen news anchors who are talking and words that normally they have no problem with, they start choking on. And that's what.
Yeah, no, it's because my brain is having a hard time like, hearing it double and trying to finish the sentence.
Okay. All right. So we'll just let it ride as long as you're good.
Yeah. Yeah. But we can label this the drunky McSkunky episode, but I didn't even get the benefit of the alcohol. So.
Okay. So he tweaked his calf.
Yeah. It's been such an awful season. So anyway, I do what I do. And I went to the store and I bought magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin B, and I started making him drink AG1. So this morning I was like, take all of these supplements and then you have to drink this 8 ounce AG1 vitamin drink. So I mix it. I hand it to him. He takes a sip. I'm going to throw up.
It's so good.
I was like, don't be dramatic. It's not that bad. It's green juice. He starts to drink. Oh my God. So gross. I'm like, man up and drink the fucking drink. So he's sipping and gagging and sipping and gagging and leaning over the sink. And he gets to the last sip and he spits it. Oh my God. I got to go to school. I can't believe you made me do this. I was like, bitch, I went to the store. I got you all these things so that you won't have calf cramps. And you spit green drink all over my kitchen. The point of the story, it doesn't get easier.
That's what it reminds me of, is trying to give a little baby medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So anyway, I feel bad because the poor kid has put in so much work and he wanted to be state champ this year. And he's got regionals in 10 days and then states 7 days after that. And, you know, we just don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, that sucks, because that's like the whole year, all the effort, all the practices, all the everything could be ruined in one day.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Dave like pissed it? Like, was it an accidental injury?
We can't figure out why he keeps tweaking his calf is the problem. So I figured, let's just load him up with the vitamins that you could be deficient in if you're getting calf cramps.
Right.
Right. Like D, B, and magnesium. So we added those and we'll see how it goes. And AG1 is just a really good green drink.
I love it.
So anyway, but it's been a lot. And this week is senior activities week. So did I tell you about the pancake breakfast?
You didn't tell me about the pancake breakfast. You didn't tell us about prom.
Oh, prom was good. His curfew is 3 a.m. He showed up to his friend's house for the sleepover. They all got back at 3 a.m. I got a phone call. I spoke to him and I looked on Life 360 and he was there. So
awesome.
He did it.
So he left his phone there before he went out. That was smart.
And no, they actually got up and left the friend's house at 8 a.m. and went to the beach.
That's disgusting.
I was like, you didn't go to bed until like 5 and then you got up at 8 to go to the beach?
Mm.
Okay. So I signed up for pancake breakfast because I thought it was like parents and their seniors. And the day before, I got an email from the school saying, ma'am, it's for students only.
Bitch.
You can't come.
Bitch. Please tell me you showed up with an apron, like a bib, a fork, and a knife.
So I said to Matthias, I was like, look, I signed you up for pancake breakfast, but I thought it was for moms too. And the school said I can't come. And so he laughed. And the next morning I woke him up and I said, don't be late. You have pancake breakfast today. And he goes, I'd rather stay home and have breakfast with you. So I made him pancakes and we had our own pancake breakfast.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's so freaking cute.
It was sweet.
I can see your face, how much it meant to you.
It was nice. And today was slip and slide day, maybe. They had bounce house day, pancake day, barbecue. And tomorrow is Universal Studio grad night bash thing.
Oh, I missed all that my senior year.
Yeah. You could go now.
Can you imagine?
That wouldn't be weird.
I show up on the bus. I'm like, grad night. They're like, who's grandma? Is this?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So
we're in such different places. I'm getting emails like, your kid doesn't have snacks, you bad mom. Like, give your kids snacks, and yours is like getting ready to go off to college.
Yeah. So I'm trying to plan that trip next because he wants us to take him down and stay for a week before we take him to the dorms. So I have to find an Airbnb that can, you know, hold us all for the week before we drop him off. So that's kind of stressing me out, but.
Do you want some help?
No, I just don't want to take him. I want him to stay.
Break his I'm just kidding. Bill, cut that. I'm just kidding.
Bill?
I said something on a live the other day that like I regretted. And one of my supporters was like, Bill, cut that. It was so cute. It was such a cute crossover. It made my day.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
I did too.
Yeah. So I saw, you went live like twice this week too.
No, only once. Only once. And it was the first time in a really long time. Other than the laundry lady launch.
Well, yeah. Uh-oh, what happened? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
The echo's gone.
That's great.
Okay, don't thumbs up. We don't know why.
I just fixed it.
What did you do?
There was some weird setting in this like low data mode, and I think that's also why you were sounding slow.
Slow. You said I sounded slow.
You did.
It's slow. Slow. Like Southern?
Like to me, it was definitely slurred speech.
Yeah. Well, though, everybody's going to think now that I was totally drunk during the podcast.
I was totally with Tiffany on like that it looked like you were having a stroke.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, I am okay.
But not here. I was right here next to you.
So you knew.
I knew you were fine.
Or you didn't care. And you're like, I'm not calling 911 for her. She's a real bitch. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
There was a couple of words like regionals.
It's because I literally, it was like saying it in my head a billion times and I couldn't get the friggin' words out. It was ridiculous. Yes. I thought I was having a stroke, if we're being honest.
It was concerning. It was concerning. And I've watched a lot of videos of it happening to people. So I was like, I cannot let this go on any longer.
Yeah. You're like, today's my day. Today I'm a hero. Today I'm saving lives on the internet.
Listen, 100%.
Yeah.
I was like, I pictured my news interview and they're like, Tiffany. You saved your friend's life. How does that feel?
Like after a shark attack and the guy's like, I pulled him off and I beat him in the head. You were going to tell your whole hero story? Yeah.
I'm going to be like, it's not easy. You know, I was listening and I could tell something was off. There was a couple of words. I was suspicious.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Great. So good.
Okay. Well, Katie found it and now everything is right with the world. But yeah, so it's just, it was another long week. And, but I'm excited because today is date night. It's our monthly date night.
How's monthly date night going?
Well, we've only had one and he left halfway through. So hopefully he stays the whole time this time.
Is he trying to get his ass whooped?
Well, last wasn't his fault. He had to take Matias to a track meet, so he had to leave and drive him to Gainesville. So,
well, thank you for adding that, because we were all going to fight.
No, it was because he had to go. So tonight is our monthly date night. So we'll see how that goes. And, other than that, I'm just trying to get through the next 30 days because it's just like crazy over here.
Yeah. Well, when Matias is at college, it's going to be so weird. Now you're going to have to focus on the other kids.
Ugh, I have other kids.
I know. I feel like it's been all about Matias for so long.
It has. It really has. And that's why I've been trying to do a couple of other things where, like, I've been taking Sophia shopping on the weekends because, like, that's what she likes to do. She loves to shop, which is hard because I hate to shop. So I've been trying to really make it like, okay, Saturday I'll take you shopping. Or I've been trying to sit, like, when Brian wants to go fish in the evenings, he's like, will you come sit with me? So I'll sit and watch him fish, because they have definitely been neglected with the amount of time that we've been spending with him for his senior year. And of course, I try to explain to them, like, you're going to have the same experience. Like, we'll be there to do all the things with you and make sure you have all the senior things and whatever. But, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, okay, but that's not for 3 years. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. So it's definitely been tough. But we are all going on a big vacation at the end of next month. So
that's exciting. Is Matias going?
The whole family.
Love it.
And Matias gets to take his friend.
Oh, cool.
So this will be the first time we're traveling out of the country with somebody else's kid.
Girl.
Yeah.
They don't be letting them get toasted.
Listen.
You'll go to jail.
In Punta Cana, drinking age is 18. There's nothing I can do.
Are you serious?
It is. There's nothing I can do. I'm traveling with two 18-year-olds.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
May the force be with you.
I know. So that was his graduation gift, was allowing him to have his friend come on the trip.
Cute.
So, that's our first vacation in a good long while. Like, that's actually like slotted for downtime.
Oh, I want one.
Yeah. You should take one.
I can't.
Okay.
But thank you so much.
Yeah. Because it is like, I need it.
Good. Yeah, you do. That'll be great.
So, yeah. So that's kind of like my cross the finish line stuff. You know, his graduation is the 21st. His big party is the 24th. And then we leave for our trip the 26th.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to get everything that I can get done here done. And I've been just working really hard to get the laundry lady stuff.
How's that going?
Good. Really good. We are almost sold out of fragrance free. Mm. We have made our official reorder. We are trying to get our website operational and ready for a pre-sale of Nordic Breeze.
Love Nordic Breeze.
Subscribe and save. And we're just putting all the pieces together. We found a warehouse who's going to distribute product in Michigan. So
how's the feedback been from customers?
It's been great. The reviews are wonderful.
Amazing.
So it's going really good. I've got, I think, 5 new products that I'm working on for the store. And it's going good.
That's so exciting.
It's going good. So I got my first, you only talk about laundry detergent now comment.
Oh, it was only a matter of time.
And I laughed out loud because I was like, it's not even been a month since we launched. Am I really not allowed to talk about the laundry detergent anymore? Like, it's been less than a month.
That's like, so crazy.
Come on. And how is it a stretch that I'm talking about laundry detergent, considering all I do is fold my fucking laundry and talk about laundry?
Mm-hmm. I haven't worked with brands in years.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't, y'all might have seen a couple of Grove ads from me sporadically once, whenever, unless they're pumping it out behind the scenes and I can't see it. But
right.
But somebody was like, why do I only see ads from you? I'm like, bitch, I'm not even under contract with any companies for brands. And I haven't been for like a half a year. What are you talking about? Like, shut your whore mouth. I don't think brands are going to want to work with me anymore because I have a zero F's to give about what people think anymore. I mean, listen, that sounds mean. I don't want that on record. I got tired and was rambling. I care what people think, but I also need to provide income for my family. So,
well, I don't think it's fair for people to expect us to give away 100% of our content and things for free. How are we supposed to pay our bills?
I know, but also like, I don't really make content anymore.
Okay, but podcasting is content.
Yeah, it is.
Going live is content. Sharing your videos, your old videos, all of this content we created, we weren't paid for.
Right.
We didn't get paid for any of that. I was like, it's not
ads. We kind of got paid.
Okay, but that didn't come out of anybody's pocket.
Right. Just big business.
But I'm saying like people come on one of my Instagram stories and they're like, oh my God, all you do is hawk shit. And it's like, okay, so the stuff that I use, like I've been talking about trying to get switching the dogs over to Farmer's Dog for the past several months. Mm-hmm. So what do? I reach out to Farmer's Dog and I'm like, hey, I really want to try your shit. I hear this is great. The reviews look good. I've got a new puppy. I have a 5-year-old dog. Like, you know, I'm going to buy this. And if this works, I want to get a promo code. I tried it. I liked it. They gave me a promo code and then people bitch. Oh, now you're selling Farmer's Dog. Yeah, because I think it's great. My dogs love it. And I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah. There's this product that I want and it's too expensive. So I want them to sponsor the podcast and send us some, but I wouldn't want our followers to buy it because it's too expensive and I can't afford it, but it's this fidget. One of my best friends got it. It's a fidget kind of thing and it's magnet balls and it's so effing cool and it turns into like a string and then you roll it up. Anyway, I put it in my cart and I went to check out and it was $60 for 1,000 micro little balls, dude. I was like, hell no, I can't do that. So then I was like, maybe I could get them to sponsor me and send me one.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I wouldn't feel comfortable trying to sell this to people because if my cheap ass isn't going to buy it, I can't expect my supporters to buy it.
But you also don't know what people want to spend their money on. And that's not your right to say somebody can't spend their money on whatever they want.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
I know, but I don't even like presenting things that are so preposterous.
Right. But that's the whole thing. And because I was the same way. And Dave was like, that's their business. It's their business to do what they want with their money. He's like, because Dave was like, I don't think we should spend that much on dog food. And I was like, okay, but I'm the one that takes care of the dogs and take the dogs to the vet. And when they have an issue, it costs us more in medication. So why don't we just feed them better food?
Right.
So for me, I'm like, it makes sense to me. Plus, it could potentially elongate the dog's life, have fewer medical issues. Like, I think it's a good idea that we feed them fresh food. I don't feed you kibble every day. So, and you know how I feel about my animals, right? Like, I am a bit of a nut when it comes to my animals. But like, and my supplements, right? Like, I have things. No, I don't go and clothes shop. I don't go and do those things. But I buy the shit out of supplements, vitamins. Like, those are the things that I want to spend my money on. So leave me alone is what I'm saying.
I do that too, but then I never open them because by the time they arrive, I already don't care. But at the time I'm like, vitamin C, hell yeah. I'm going to be the most seed up person you've ever met. And then it comes and I'm like, when did I fucking order this and why? Yeah. And then it just sits in my cabinet.
I don't need vitamin C. Ew.
Yeah. Like, what even is a vitamin? Gross.
You have to go.
I know, dude.
So we got to cut this short. Sorry. It took so long for us to get our acts together today.
Yeah. And I don't even know if they're together, honestly, as my camera falls into my crotch.
Listen, it's totally fine. Phil, make sure I don't sound like I'm having a stroke.
Not this time.
If it's impossible, that's fine. We'll just label this episode Tiffany worried Meredith having stroke and or drunk, and that's fine.
Yeah, or we could just call it Don't Waste Your
Time.
Don't waste your time watching this episode because it's weird.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, join us next week for an episode. And that, now maybe I'm having a stroke.
Uh-oh.
Join us next week for another episode of Take It.
Or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms.
Who have no idea what we're doing.
See you guys next time. Love you, bye.